This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, our second hour is filled with a lot of guests I know that you're going to enjoy, like Mary Lou Henner, talented actress, but she has another talent that she's very well known for, and we're going to be talking about that on the show this hour. Then later on, from Chicago Fire, we have Joe Manoso and Yuri Sardanoff. Steve Gerber will be here. He's the director of Firefighter Safety Research Institute, and he has some valuable information with regards to fire safety in your home. You won't believe what he has to say, and a little frightening if you don't listen to his words of advice. And that's all coming up this second hour with Ron Segi Today. After a quick pause, we'll be right back with our first guest this second hour, lovely actress Mary Lou Henner.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's Ron Segi Today, all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest, she's a terrific talent, a beautiful lady. We're going to talk about something serious, and then we're going to lighten things up a little bit. Everybody knows Mary Lou Henner. Hi, Mary Lou. How are you?
Hi. Well, wow. Thank you. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Geez, I forgot to play Ricky Nelson. Hello, Mary Lou. I think about these things a day late and a dollar short.
It's my heart. Right?
Since the last time we chatted, how have you been? You sound terrific, as always.
I'm good. I'm excited to be able to talk to your listeners today, and to you, of course, about a subject that's kind of near and dear to my heart, because it's Bladder Cancer Awareness Month.
Right.
And people probably, you know, I've been talking about bladder cancer for a while now because my husband, Michael, was diagnosed with bladder cancer 14 years ago after we had just reconnected. We knew each other in college. He was my college roommate's boyfriend, but we didn't dare twinkle in each other's direction. And it took us a long time to get together, but we got together 14 years ago. And within 2 months of our relationship, he was diagnosed with bladder cancer.
Wow.
And it was such a, you know, a body blow to both of us, but we managed to put a program together that worked for him and gathered as much information as we possibly could. And he's now, I'm happy to say, he's been in remission 13 and a half years. But it all started 3 weeks after our you know, we had first reconnected from college. We went on this little vacation together. We were in Mexico City having a romantic weekend, et cetera. And I followed him into the bathroom and noticed there was some, like, backsplash in the toilet that was, like, blood. So I said to him, Michael, are you okay? And he said, oh, yeah, I've had blood in my urine for 2 years now. It's no big deal. I went to see my doctor. He said it's probably, you know, a kidney stone that dissolves or a gallstone or maybe it's just a stress reaction, et cetera. And I said, wait a minute, blood in your urine for 2 years, that's not right. You know, that something is definitely wrong. I want you to go and see my doctors in Los Angeles. And he said, no, I'll go see this guy again. Well, of course, it took him a month to get the appointment, and he went there, and the guy had retired, but this other younger doctor was there. He said, oh, yeah, you have bladder cancer. Come back in 5 months.
No.
So that didn't sit well with me either, and I started doing a lot of research. I took him to my doctors, and it turned out that he had a much more serious bladder cancer. Well, we, you know, went through a lot that first year together. Happy to say that he didn't have to have the bladder surgery because we caught it in time. But there are a lot of times that people don't want to have those conversations. Well, we wrote a book called Changing Normal, How I Helped My Husband Beat Cancer. The book came out last year. The paperback came out recently. And Genentech, a company that put together a lot of research about bladder cancer, they approached me about talking about the role of the caregiver. Mm-hmm. Because the caregiver has such an important part in the, you know, in the result of like a happy prognosis or diagnosis or, you know, a happy result when someone is taken ill. And I said, I would love to get out there, talk to people about it, especially because Bladder Cancer Awareness Month. And I helped them develop a website, section of a website. It's the Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network website. bcan.org, mm-hmm. bcan.org. And if you put my name in, you'll be able to get some information and get like a discussion guide to help jumpstart some of these conversations. Because that's the problem. People are embarrassed. They're shy. 62% of people are afraid to talk about blood in their urine or pain or anything because it's a below-the-belt cancer. And they think like, oh, is my partner going to change their attitude about me? Is it going to affect my sexual ability, et cetera, et cetera. But you have to have those conversations, and especially because early detection is key.
I congratulate you on taking this issue in a way that was very unusual. What really bothers me about this is the attitude that the doctor took, because I actually have a situation in my family, it's not bladder cancer, where the person is sick, and the doctor is very cavalier, very nice man, very knowledgeable man. But on Friday afternoons, when he goes home, he forgets that that person suffers on Saturday and Sunday with pain.
Exactly.
I don't know what this is.
Yes, you're, this is exactly why you have to get out there and have these conversations.
Wow.
Because your doctor, sometimes, you're right, they go home on Friday, they're not, you know, they're not feeling the pain over the weekend, and so you need somebody to be able to have those conversations with you.
See, and the other thing, too, is this. There are two victims to anything of any health nature. There is the person that absolutely is suffering and you feel terrible because they're the one that are really in trouble. And then there's the caregiver, you. And there's stress there between people that are caregiving for a loved one and the person that has the problem. But how do you treat this? I see statistics here, Mary Lou, that are scary. You know, 1 in 5 people that have bladder cancer. It's more common in men than in women. 62% of people think that the bladder cancer symptoms could be other things, like you said, kidney stones, but finding blood in your urine, those are things that are sometimes embarrassing that you don't want to talk to somebody, especially someone that, in your particular case, although you've known each other for a long time, it's kind of a new relationship now.
Oh, it's brand new. I mean, we knew each other in college and hadn't seen each other in, you know, 30 years, 12, 22 years we hadn't seen each other because we ran into each other. But you know, yeah, you a lot of times people don't want to have those conversations with someone that they've been with for a long time.
Right.
You know, and you can't be afraid. And also, you know, when a patient goes to see their doctor, they are totally glazed over. They're maybe stuck on a word or two or a sentence, and they're so worried for their life that's where their mind goes. So the caregiver has to put an agenda together, write it down, get those questions ready for the doctor, record it, do whatever you can to get the right information, you know, and it's a hard thing to know what to say and what to do. too, and that's why, you know, BeCan.org is going to be very helpful to people, how to open those discussions. Because, you know, we always say the first day is the worst day. You get the diagnosis, and the blood just rushes to your head, and you don't even know what to do about it. But then you start to put one foot in front of the other and gather as much information as you possibly can. And that's, you know, that's what it's going to take. And, you know, what happens, you know, between two people and the couple, I mean, you have to be able to listen. You have to be able to ask questions. You have to be able to use humor, sensitivity, sexuality, whatever you need. I mean, Michael and I were so in love that we just said, we're going to get through this no matter what the situation was. And thank goodness we had these conversations early so that he was able to put his cancer in remission without, you know, a surgery. And, you know, we were very lucky that way.
I'm going to say something, Mary Lou, that probably will not make a lot of doctors happy, okay? But I'm going to say this because, hey, we're all in this together. In your business and in my business, you know, if somebody asks you a question and it's not the answer that they think is right, they're going to pursue it. I think a lot of times, and I had a couple of members of my family fall into this category, as soon as a doctor said something, that was the gospel. The gospel according
right,
to the doctor.
Right.
Okay? And I had my brother who I lost last year, loved him dearly, he used to say to me, gee, why do you ask so many questions? And I used to joke with him and say, well, that's what I do for a living, okay? But the reason that I ask so many questions is very simple, is that because a lot of people don't ask those questions, are put in the dark. I know sometimes doctors, lawyers, you know, they don't want to explain to it because they figure that this guy's a yo-ho, he don't know what he's talking about. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't ask those questions, you can drive yourself nuts at about 3 o'clock in the morning thinking about this.
Absolutely. No, you have to ask those questions. And if you don't have the kind of doctor who wants to answer those questions, then get a different doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good to get second opinions anyway. But you have to be able to know what to ask. And that's why, you know, BeCan.org will really help you find those questions. And you can't be afraid to ask your partner. I mean, you happen to be one of the few guys who can ask those questions. And I'm sure that, you know, you and your wife have these kinds of discussions all the time. But most people aren't like that.
Yeah.
They're too embarrassed, too shy, too reluctant, or they don't want to know the truth.
That's right.
You know, and the truth is going to help them, especially in early detection.
Mary Lou, we're going to pause for a second. Very interesting. Our guest is a very special friend of ours, Mary Lou Henner. Of course, she is a great actress, and she can take on any role and do it convincingly. We're talking actually about bladder cancer that happened in her family after she was newly wed. So
newly dating.
Newly dating. Oh, my
God. We were only dating 3 weeks.
Holy man.
When I noticed the blood.
Wow.
3 weeks. We were on a little vacation. People even said, bladder cancer? Why don't you bail? You're such a new couple.
I
said, no, I'm saving his life for me. I love this guy. Are you kidding me?
You know, it's amazing you said that because I was just wondering how many people would have said something as dumb as that, but they do.
Yeah, I know. Rather ask you a question like that than ask you, you know, how you're feeling.
Yeah, right. We're going to pause for a second. We'll be right back with our friend Mary Lou Henner. I love talking to you.
I love talking to you, too, because you ask such great questions and, you know, we follow the bouncing ball with each other.
There you go. And we're going to continue following that bouncing ball after a quick message live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. And don't forget to check out our website, ronsegi.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day, without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. Pretty much has saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. A very special guest, friend of mine of many years, Mary Lou Henner, joins us right now. We're talking about a serious matter, which is Bladder Cancer Awareness Month this month. Her husband.
My husband.
Yeah, Michael Brown.
He's been my husband for 10 years. No, okay. This all took place 14 years ago. We had just reconnected from college 14 years ago.
Wow.
And 2 months into our relationship, he was diagnosed with the cancer. But he's been in remission now 13 and a half years, and we've been married over 10.
Wow, that's great. Being in your business, you know, the entertainment business, it's sometimes very difficult to come to the general public with an issue. People don't want to do that because they think, well, you know, everybody sees me in my perfect way. Why would I want to show them in my down way or any idiosyncrasies or problems I have in my private life? I think what you're doing here is great because, you know, I sometimes believe, and certainly this was the case 60, 70, 80 years ago in Hollywood, that nobody ever wanted to tell you what was wrong with them or their family.
You weren't even allowed, I mean, a movie star wasn't even allowed to go on a television show
Right. Because
they didn't want to, like, reveal something about Right. Their personal life. But, Ron, trust me, I have no secrets. You know, I will talk to anybody about anything. I will say anything. I wrote my book. I'm not afraid to talk about anything.
You know, That's very little. You got to say one thing about that. You certainly don't hold anything back.
I don't hold anything back. It must be because I'm a girl from the Midwest, a middle child, so I'm always trying to connect the two extremes anyway.
Oh, the middle child. I have the brother that's the middle child.
No, I like that position. It was benign neglect. You could just shoot up the middle. Nobody was paying attention. You charted your own course.
I'm the baby of the family, and I'm the one that had, you know, the brand new Cadillac at 2.
Yeah, right. I know. I have my youngest brothers like that, too.
Mary Lou,
spoiled one.
I would be remiss to deviate from this very important subject for a moment to talk about one thing that absolutely astounds me about you. I love it. And you know what I'm talking about. This unbelievable talent you have about dates. Did this just happen, or did you go to, like, date school?
Well, no. It's hard for me to call it a talent at this point. It's much more a gift, and it's something I was definitely born with, but I've definitely nurtured along the way because it was something I always knew I had, even as a child. You know, and when you're one of six kids, you look for anything that differentiates you from your brothers and sisters. So I loved the idea of having this unusual memory. And people would say to my parents, what's with that kid in her memory? You know, and I got the nickname Memory Kid, Memory Girl, Univac, things like that. And so I knew that I had the best memory in my family. And then as my circle got wider and wider, I realized I had a very unusual memory compared to anybody that I knew. And Leslie Stahl's been a friend for many years. So when she was offered the story for 60 Minutes about a woman who had an unusual memory, she actually turned it down because she said, not a big deal. My friend Mary Lou has the same thing.
I remember that.
3 years later, she called me. She said, it is a big deal. We're going to put you on camera and being tested. So what they've done is they've taken 300 measurements of our brains. They found 9 areas 10 times larger than the normal brain. When I heard this statistic, I was shocked. People remember 8 to 11 events within any given year of their lives. If I asked you about 1988 or 2003 or whatever, you would probably remember 8 to 11. Well, maybe not you, Ron, because you probably would remember a lot more. But most people would remember only 8 to 11 events within any given year of their lives.
Yeah.
And for the people who have HSAM, highly superior autobiographical memory, we remember virtually every day of our lives. So, you know, just like I'm in the health world, I'm also in the memory world because memory is health as well. And I've written a book about that, and I counsel people, and I'm able to help a lot of people bring back their memories because it's all in there. It's all in your on your emotional hard drive and makes you behave in certain ways, whether or not you're aware of it. I happen to think that the people who have HSAM, that we have an unusual retrieval system. You know, one of the things that I loved about helping with this whole Bladder Cancer Awareness Month is that I was able to recall so many different experiences that Michael and I had together, and I was able to cross-connect so much information that I read, and it was not all in one place like it is now with BCAN.org, so I'm thrilled that I'm able to once again help people with memory, bladder cancer, whatever it is.
Well, I had Leslie Stahl on the show, and I forgot she did that interview. I didn't even bring it up. I'm sure you were hell in history class with all those dates of, you know, when the war started and the Civil War and everything else. Can I put you to a test?
Sure.
Okay, now I'm not really, I shouldn't really say this. I might be a day off, but if I am, then you can still win the refrigerator.
Oh, well, I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to be like a show pony with this. And a lot of times people ask me questions, they'll say, oh, when did you do this? And they've gotten their information from an unreliable source like Getty Images. Like someone will show me a picture and I'll say, oh, no, that's the wrong date on the picture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or they'll say a taxi episode and it'll be not the day that it was on. I'll talk about the date that I was actually experienced it.
I'm very good at when I watch these old movies of cars. They say, oh, this was a place in 1963 and I see a 64 Chevy. I know that something screwed up.
Oh, that's funny. You know what's interesting? I have this theory that everyone remembers something especially well. Everyone has what I call their primary track on which they've embedded their memories. It's like in the jigsaw puzzle of your life.
Yeah.
What are the hard-edged pieces? And so I guess yours is cars. That's interesting. Well, that would have been my father's as well.
Yeah, cars. Well, my wife says that my center of interest is me.
I think most wives would feel that way about their husbands.
You know what happened is I have people ask me, how does that work? And I said, well, it's very simple. I said, you have to have really a combined enjoyment of a topic. You know, like you both play tennis, you both like sports.
Sure.
And in my case, we both love me, so it seems to be working out really good.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
You are a riot. I want to talk to your wife. She's the one I want to talk to. I can see why you've been on the air for so long. First character.
June 23rd, 2009, a passing of a very well-known celebrity.
June 23rd, 2009?
Yeah.
No, it was June 25th. It was Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett both died that day.
Okay, then.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, actually.
That was a Thursday.
No, that wasn't who I was talking about. But now that I think about it, it might have been June 24th. There was another person that fits into that triad there.
June 24th would have been a Wednesday.
Okay. About June 26th. Do I hear April 27th? It's like an auction.
Maybe your second primary track is...
No. My partner, Ed McMahon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. I forgot about Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson, so we're even.
Yeah.
Okay, Mary Lou.
Yeah, that's when they passed away. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, because I was out in California with Ed, and I remember going past Michael Jackson's home with all the yellow tape around it, and it was the same couple of days.
That was amazing. Yeah. That was an unbelievable day.
Give us the website again.
The website is BCAN.org.
Great.
BCAN.org, and it stands for Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network. And if you put my name in the search bar, you'll hear more of my story with Michael and, you know, questions that I helped formulate for them, too.
Please do me a favor. Don't make it so many years between visits, okay?
Absolutely. Okay. You're always great to talk to.
And please tell your husband we send our best, and he's lucky to have a lady like you by his side.
No, thank you. And your wife's lucky to have you, too.
If you talk to her, you tell her exactly what you just said about her.
Okay.
That she's lucky because you sound more convincing than I do. Thanks, Mary Lou.
Okay,
dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. A lovely lady, talented lady, Mary Lou Henner. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
That was fun.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
USA Radio News.
The president wasn't the only one stumping for his party in Nevada before the midterm elections. Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Las Vegas to fire up Democrats when he said President Trump is attacking American values.
I've been shredded by a president who is all about himself. It's all about Donald. It's not about anything else. We're not organized based on tribe. We're not organized based on religion. We're organized based on ideas. America's an idea. That's who we are. That's what makes us different than every other country in the world. And it's based on certain basic ideals.
At the Republican rally in Elko, Nevada, the president took a swing at Biden.
Sleepy Joe Biden. We call him 1% Joe because he ran at least twice. I think three times. They say twice. I think he ran three times. And he never had more than 1%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Let's face it, okay? I mean, if Dick Wolf's name on it, you know it's great. And this show is sensational. And it's breaking its sixth season on NBC. Joining us right now is Yuri Sodaroff and Joe Minoso. Joe, Yuri, welcome to the show for Chicago Fire.
Thank you so very much for having us. Thanks, Ron. I wish I had a voice ready made for radio like you do.
I mean, that thing is beautiful.
Well,
the vibrato in it.
Well, you know, it's funny. It starts off in the morning like Walter Cronkite, and at about 11:30 at night, I sound like Minnie Mouse. I don't know what happens during the course of the day, but something happens. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. This is the only thing I had going for me, by the way, in high school. I don't want to sit on a couch here and start giving my problems, but, you know, I didn't play sports, so obviously you know where that's coming from. And the only thing I had going for me is the voice. But, you know, women just don't like guys with just good voices. They want muscles and, you know, sports and stuff like that.
Oh, you're just being the wrong girls, man. My wife isn't interested in muscles at all. She likes me nice and soft, just like I am.
Okay, could I have, just off the record, could I have your home number real quick? Well, guys, congratulations on season number 6 of Chicago Fire. This is outstanding. And it's such a, you know, down-to-earth show that tells a story about, you know, men and women who are really at the top of their game, but, you know, they got a job that I don't think a lot of people appreciate. I used to get so angry when I used to hear people say, you go past the fire station, and I used to hear the firemen sitting outside in their chairs and reading a book or listening to the radio. Man, that is such a fallacy, you know?
Yeah, well, they're there when you need them. That's kind of the motto, right? You don't understand how much you need a firefighter until you need them, and then you really need them.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, in general, you know, these men and women, if they, at the risk of their own lives, do things that are unheard of for most humans, which is why, you know, I call them real-life superheroes, because I think they do things that are just death-defying, honestly. And I kudos to them for having the bravery and, I guess, lack of caring about their own lives to be able to do the things that they do for everybody every day.
Yeah,
right?
It is amazing. And the sad part about it is that so many things happen in the middle of the night that you don't even know about, the general public doesn't even know about, and these men and women are out there doing it under circumstances not only the dangerous, not only dangerous from the fire and everything else, but you don't know, frankly, what the neighborhood is going to do to these people, because you don't know what kind of neighborhoods you're going into. I mean, it is really a tough deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everybody's happy to see a firefighter, right? Because, you know, as opposed to police officers, firefighters really are there when it's strictly necessary.
Yeah, chances are if you have a firefighter there, it's not because it's not because you did something wrong.
Right.
It's definitely because they're just there to help.
Right.
And I think that makes them, you know, just some of the noblest service people you can ask for.
When I look down both of you or what you have done in a career, it is no wonder that shows like this are so successful. For example, you were in the stage version of The History Boys, the feature film debut, Double, and, of course, the Academy Award-winning Argo in The Ides of March, and off-Broadway play Beckett.
Did all that?
You did all that, and you did it your way. And I'm always amazed that people who are so involved with theater can turn around and take that live theater and turn it into a television movie or a movie, because there's so much of a difference when it comes to immediate response.
That's very true, and it's taken me 6 years to sort of hone what I think little craft I have in front of the camera, but theater always came naturally to me. I think there's something about theater that's magical that you can't recreate anywhere else other than a stage, and Joe has a similar background to mine. You know, I think the majority of the time actors start out in theater because there's a rush to it. There's an adrenaline to being on stage in front of people and,
right,
and performing, and frankly, I always knew that I wanted to do film, but it sort of happened organically for me.
And Joe?
Yeah, whereas I worked my butt off for 10 years doing as much theater as I could until finally somebody decided to give me a break. Yuri's right. A lot of us do kind of start out in theater. It is, in and of itself, its own beast. But its payoff is very different from television and film. And it's very immediate, and it is definitely far more, you get to see what the audience is feeling and thinking right there on the spot. But there is something really beautiful about film and TV. You know, I think you have the opportunity to tell the story exactly the way you want to tell it. That is also a great blessing to the craft.
You know, know, it's the fact of the matter is you could do 10 years in theater and not capture the audience eyes of One Night at Chicago Fire. You know, that's the amazing part. A park in our house, Joe, you were a part of. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Living Out, the short Shakespeare, the Comedy of Errors, of course, Shameless and Prison Break on television, and your film debut in Man of Steel. But I have to ask you a question, Joe. A lot of people grow up wanting to be something because, you know, they're exposed to it at an early age. You really discovered theater when your girlfriend took you to see an act in a school play. Now, I don't know where it went from there, but is she still your girlfriend or your wife or your fiance or your neighbor?
You really do your research. Yeah, that was actually my very first girlfriend ever. It took me to go see her in a production of a play called Hotel Paradiso that they were doing in high school. And by the second act, I was actually going up to the people who were changing over the set, because I just wanted to be involved somehow. So I was just asking if I could help in any way, because I just found the whole thing so fascinating. That girl is not currently my wife. I am married, but what's funny about that is I ended up marrying a makeup artist on the show Chicago Fire. So, you know, I keep it close to home, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Do you guys have real firemen and rescue workers on the set to keep everything accurate and on the money?
All the time. We all of the extras that you see as firefighters in any of the rescue scenes, those are actual firefighters that are on furlough or have a day off. You know, 6 years in, we pretty much know all of them by name, and they're all incredible. And if you ever ask them for their opinion, they'll happily give it to you. But you'll never meet a group
of... you don't ask them,
right? But you'll never meet a group of more humble people. You know, they've pretty much seen everything that life can throw at you, and so nothing surprises them.
And in general, you know, we have a tremendous technical director, Stephen Chikorotis, who was he's a retired chief from the Chicago Fire Department, and that man has really been our leader from day one, and also our biggest cheerleader, and he is definitely, he always makes sure that we're doing right by the department. I think his biggest concern is making sure that we show firefighters in a good light, and that we're doing the things that they actually do, and I think we've gotten better and better at that over the years. We try to stick as true to life as we can when we're doing all of those incidents, because the last thing we want to hear is a firefighter going, that would never happen.
Right.
Even though it happens from time to time, but we do our best to kind of maintain to the reality of their experience.
Is it difficult filming in the city when the city is the backdrop?
I would say only when it's 35 degrees below zero. And it's not as difficult for us sometimes as it is for the neighbors of the neighborhoods we're filming in, just because we can cause a lot of traffic issues. Because we got a lot of rigs, we got a lot of trucks, we got a lot of people, and we got to close up streets sometimes just to do our incidents. And so I apologize to all of the folks of Chicago for all of the traffic we've caused over the last 6 years. We hope to do it for many more.
Now, I got to ask you the question I ask everybody who's on a Dick Wolf franchise, which probably is about half the United States, okay? Is there really a Dick Wolf? Do you ever see this man? Has he ever come into the public eye of getting an award? I mean, you know, I've been in this business exactly 722 years this week, right? And I've never seen the man.
I think that's just the way Dick likes it, too.
Yeah,
I think he likes being, you know, sort of the Oz behind the curtain.
Yes.
Every time that I've met Dick or I've spent time with Dick, frankly, I've been a little bit intimidated, because he is Dick Wolf.
Sure.
And he is probably the most successful producer in the history of television. But the man is incredibly down to earth, and he will speak truth to you. It's never personal. It's business with Dick. He knows how to get things done, and he's never going to beat around the bush. And that's something that I respect, and something that I frankly learned about him and his business acumen is just be honest, because honesty is the best quality.
You got it. Well, gentlemen, congratulations on season number 6. And this season, at a new time and day, it's Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central on NBC. Chicago Fire and two of its stars bringing a lot to the table. Yuri Zadaroff and Joe Minoso. Yuri, Joe, thanks for joining us. Come back anytime. You're a great guest. We'd love to have you. And good luck with season number 6, my friends.
So very much. Thanks. Congratulations on that voice.
Thanks, Jerry. Thanks, Joe. Good luck with season number 6 of Chicago Fire on NBC. Nice guys, really. Down to earth, and boy, what a successful franchise, as all, for Dick Wolf. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. Pretty much has saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The world, it's Ron Sedgie today. Well, this week is Fire Prevention Week, but I must say that we should be conscientious of this 365 days out of the year. Very, very important. And joining us today is a gentleman who's going to give us some statistics and some ideas as how to protect ourselves from fire in the home. Joining us is the director of the UL Firefighter Safety Research Institute, Steve Gerber. Steve, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Steve, before we start talking about this, I want to bring up a statistic I have in front of me that the UL discovered, and that is because of more synthetic materials and furniture and so on, that today a fire will spread 7 times faster than it did in the past. In fact, people have only 3 minutes to escape an average fire compared to 17 minutes 40 years ago. That's pretty scary, you know, Steve?
It is. It doesn't provide you a lot of time to react, and it's all more important that people know this ahead of time and are prepared.
Is it primarily because of the makeup of furniture and drapes and so on and so forth, as is alluded here in the study?
It is. Now that we have all these synthetic materials in our homes, they burn so much faster than the older natural materials like cotton that we used to have making up our furnishings.
Now, you talk about make sure that you close before you doze. Explain that to us.
Sure. Because you have such little time, it's important that if you can get that door closed before you go to bed, it can provide that safety barrier that should you have a fire in your home, it gives you more time to hear that smoke alarm, figure out what's going on, and coming up with a plan to see if you can get out safely or you need to find an alternate means out, or it puts that barrier that you need to buy you time if the fire department needs to come rescue you.
Okay, now you're talking about the bedroom door, correct?
Absolutely. Okay. And any door in the house. If you can keep that fire contained in a single room behind the door, chances are you might put the fire out yourself.
Okay. Now, well, that's pretty hard to suggest, though, because people might get brave at the last minute, and that's probably pretty dangerous. But I'm sure that people, me included, will say, I got a wooden door. I mean, it's not like a safe door or a steel door or anything of that nature. And in a lot of cases, the doors aren't even solid. You know, they just got kind of a perimeter around it, and the rest of it is a Luon, what they call a Luon door. How do you do that? Does it really help that much?
It does, and you'd be surprised. We've done hundreds of tests looking at hollow core doors or decorative panel doors that, you're right, don't have a lot of mass to them. But what we found is that you're looking at several minutes of protection. We could have more than 1,000 degrees on one side of that hollow core door where the fire is, mm-hmm. and less than 100 degrees on the occupant side for quite some time.
What about drywall, the material put on, whether it be metal or wood studs? Isn't there a grade that is a little bit stronger that you might want to, if you're building a home, at least look into?
Sure. So, I mean, that's typically for commercial buildings.
Right.
So commercial buildings will have rated drywall that they have because they need to have multiple hours of protection inside the structure.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to your home, there are no requirements like that. It's actually gone the opposite way. Because they want drywall to be lighter and easier to carry around, they've actually come up with a way to inject air as they make the drywall to make the drywall lighter, which makes it last less time in case of a fire.
Wow. What do you do when there's a fire in the house? Now, you mentioned it gives you a little bit of time here to put it out yourself. But, of course, that depends on the person involved, if they are capable of doing that, and, of course, the size of the flame. But what do you do? I mean, let's say you smell smoke, you look out, and the kitchen's on fire.
Yep. First thing you want to do is get out as quickly as possible. Sounds simple, but the extra thing that you want to do as you leave that house is you want to close that door behind you. If you close that door behind you, it could cut off that oxygen supply to the fire, and you might actually snuff the fire out yourself before the fire department gets there. You want to go to a meeting place, you want to call 911, you want to give all that important information to the fire department. The key is when you can't get out. When you can't get out and you're trapped in the structure, you absolutely need to get a closed door between where you and the fire is. That is going to make that difference. It's going to buy you that much needed time. So either you can find a way out a window, or if you're up on the second floor, that's going to buy you the time for the fire department to come put the fire out and make it to you, and you got a much better chance of survival.
I think human nature, too, kind of makes you panic and think, well, maybe I got to get the dog, or I got it. Now, if it's another person in the house, certainly you got to do that. And
right.
Then you start thinking, well, maybe that picture I should save, or this. You should get out. Don't worry about it. You know, I can remember when I was in grade school and they used to have fire drills. I could never understand why the teacher immediately closed the windows. I always thought, geez, if you have the windows open, this thing goes outside. That is entirely wrong, is it not, to open the windows?
You're absolutely right. It's in today, it's as simple as the fire triangle, the same thing you learned in grade school. You've got heat, fuel, and oxygen. And if you take that oxygen away by closing things up, then that fire can't grow. It will actually go out.
Mm-hmm. What about people who are hard of hearing, deaf, blind, can't hear the alarms? You know, what is there anything to protect them?
There is. They make special alarms.
forms that you can have an extra sensor that goes in your pillow that will actually vibrate to let you know that the smoke alarm is sounding.
Do they have anything like lights? Or and somebody told me they even have a bed shaker.
They do, absolutely. You can get a bed shaker. You can get special alarms with different intensity of light as well. If you have a disability, there's a fire protection method that's right for you.
Now, you talk about replacing batteries and smoke alarms if it's battery-operated. What about even just the smoke alarm? The battery has been replaced. I mean, is there a life to the smoke alarm?
There is. You want to check the back of that smoke alarm, and if that smoke alarm has a date on the back of it that's more than 10 years old, time to replace the alarm.
When I knew you were going to be on the show, I asked them for any information that was over and above what we planned to talk about, and you sent me a home safety checklist. You know, I have this in front of me, and I have to be honest with you. Every house should have this. It's just like, you know, when you go to the doctor and you check off the things you're allergic to. Smoke alarms tested, electrical cords do not run under rugs, candle safeties, candles are in sturdy fireproof containers that won't be tipped over, smoking safety, heating safety. Can you go online and get this? Because I'm going to give it to my wife today.
Absolutely. You can go to closeyourdoor.org, and that check sheet, as well as many other resources, are there that can bring you up to speed on the latest and greatest when it comes to fire safety in the home.
Closeyourdoor.org, and you say that home safety list is there, because there's really some great things here. For example, I never even thought of some of them. Kitchen stove hood cleaned and vented to the outside. Pots are not left unattended on the stove. But the one about the frayed or cracked electrical cords under rugs, you think about it now, it makes all the sense in the world, but it isn't something that the first thing that pops in your mind in the morning.
Yeah. Then people just need a reminder because they think fire is not going to happen to them.
Yeah.
So you kind of write it off. But if you get that reminder every now and then, like Fire Prevention Week, now's the time to bring it to the front of the head.
Good. And the website again, Steve, is
closeyourdoor.org.
Hey, Steve, thanks for joining us. He's the director of the UL Firefighter Safety Research Institute, Steve Gerber.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve. Boy, you don't think it's going to happen to you, but it could. And if it does, it could be catastrophic. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
More to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax. tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Now that's going to cap things off with Ron Zedgy today. Hope you've enjoyed the past 2 hours. We certainly have enjoyed having you here and want to thank all my guests for being part of it. Brenda Lee from Splitting Up Together on ABC, Oliver Hudson, Colin Donnell, and Nick Gilfis from Chicago Med, FEMA meteorologist Cheryl Nelson, actress Mary Lou Henner from Chicago Fire, Joe Minoso and Yuri Sardinov, and Steve Gerber, director of Firefighter Safety Research Institute. Well, we will be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the good old USA and around the world with Ron Zedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Zedgy, says so right here. And until next week, I hope you have blue skies and green lights.